You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hi, I'm Amber, the American tour guide in London. When I first moved here, I worked in marketing in Fitzrovia. Every day, I would step out of Goodge Street Station, turn left, glance at the Fitzrovia mural, and make my way to work. It made me smile, and I moved on. Now that I'm a Camden tour guide, the mural is stop one on my Fitzrovia walking tour. Painted on the side of a three-story building, it's a burst of color, purple, red, blue, white, green, and a cornucopia of scenes from contemporary life in 1980. Simon Barber and Mick Jones were the artists commissioned by Camden Council to create it. Sadly, it's disappearing before my eyes. The mural has been under threat of modern graffiti for the last 20 years, and weather has taken its toll too. I have been involved in a group to help bring awareness and restoration to this amazing piece of the neighborhood. Christina O'Donnell is related to the mural.
My name's Christina O'Donnell, and I'm related to the mural because my dad and my uncle worked in the newsagent, which is just by the side of the mural, the wall the mural is painted on. And they worked there in the 1980s. And in the spring of 1980, the mural was commissioned by Camden Council. And the artists, Mick Jones and Simon Barber, wanted local people to be in the scene. So they asked my uncle, and I think it's my dad, but it might be my grandmother. We're not entirely sure. It's a bit ambiguous. They're painted at they're two huge heads at the bottom of the mural, but you can't really see them anymore because they're completely covered with graffiti.
One man featured in the mural is seen in a pinstripe suit with devil horns and a tail swinging from a crane hook. He is none other than Horace Cutler, a controversial politician who had some unpopular ideas during his career. One was to extend the DLR past the Docklands. The other was for London to host an Olympics. Today, his ideas seem revolutionary. Just above Cutler, we see two construction workers. They are smiling and made their way onto the mural due to their relationship with the artists. Barber and Jones used the same scaffolding that the builders used, but they didn't get on with the artists, giving them a hard time every day. Revenge by art is sweet. Barber and Jones have immortalized the workers with sunshine coming out of their backsides. Christina was the first person to fight for the mural in 2003, but didn't see fruitful results from the council. In 2014, another attempt was made, this time engaging local architects Arup.
So I'm Richard from Easel. We're a creative company that organises projects focused on art and music. A lot of our projects work with charities and kind of community projects, so we got involved with the mural to try and help kind of speed up the restoration, kind of see what we could do to help, basically. So last year we got a big cherry picker crane came in onto the site, and we had a photographer go all the way up to the top of the building, photograph the whole mural. So we've now got a digital archive of photos of the entire mural, which will kind of preserve it, at least in a digital form for the time being. And we had a big exhibition at Arup, just around the corner from the mural, in January and February this year, where we had all the photos on show. And we're kind of still working with Christina to try and kind of speed the council up a bit in terms of their restoration plans, and try and help guide things along as kind of best we can.
It's important for the local community to have their mural restored. It taps into pride, but also into the wealth of history that could vanish with the ever-growing trend of gentrification.
It's one of the only large-scale murals left from the 1980s. I think there's just Cable Street and Dalston and this one. There used to be 50 or so, and so it's sort of dwindled down. I think it's a real, it's like a slice of life of history of the 1980s, but it's still really relevant today. If you look at what's in the mural, it's about cuts and it's about lack of amenities, lack of open spaces in the area. All the issues it's sort of depicting in the mural are still really, really relevant today. So I think it's important to preserve it as a kind of slice of life from the 80s, but also it is really relevant still today. And I think maybe if the community kind of reclaims it, then it's kind of like it's fresh for like a new generation.
In fact, in prep for the recent gallery show of the mural digital photos, Richard and I searched for Barber. At one point, I found an artist who had similar work. But unfortunately, this was not the same Simon. We are still curious to meet Simon Barber. If he's still alive, do get in touch if you know him. Meanwhile, you can enjoy the mural in person. The council have promised to repair and restore the mural, but exact plans haven't been finalized.
The next stage is we're working with Christina. We're going to try and put a proposal together to put in front of Camden, the council, to try and help guide their plans for the restoration. Basically, they've allocated an amount of money to help pay for the restoration based on quotations that Christina's had put together in the past, which would be to kind of completely restore the wall. So all the kind of structural kind of faults and things in there will get repaired, and then the mural itself will get repainted on top of that, which is kind of, it's around £70,000, is kind of in the ballpark area, which needs to be kind of provided to pay for that. Camden have said that they will pay for the restoration. It's been through kind of cabinet meetings at the council and they've agreed to do that. But it's within a window going up to kind of 2018 for them actually to get the restoration done. So, but they don't really have a kind of official plan for how they're going to go about doing it at the moment. So we'd quite like to try and kind of guide that process and make sure it's done in the kind of best artistic way and the kind of like the most sympathetic way to the original mural, and kind of also just to make sure it does happen and it happens reasonably quickly rather than letting it drag on and on and on and nothing ever really happened.
Can we save the mural? It will take time, money, and public support, but I believe we can.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.